Alana didn't know whether to be overjoyed or scared to death. Her father was Jason Solo. She had not known him well, but she had read enough about his life to know the Force visions had led to his downfall, and she certainly didn't want to follow him to the dark side. But she also knew that Grandmaster Skywalker had Force visions too, and that he seemed to accept them as guidance from the Force. Neither of which told Alana what she should do.
If it's a Force vision, then I'm supposed to make sure it doesn't happen, right?
She asked.
Like I did when I saw the Burning Man with you?
Her mother's eyes flashed in alarm, but she didn't tell Alana she was wrong. Instead, she merely turned her palms up in a gesture of helplessness.
I wish I knew, she said. Every vision means something different. All I can say for certain is that this one means you're strong in the Force.
Alana considered this, recalling something she had overheard Luke Skywalker tell her grandmother, that Jason had turned to the dark side because he thought it was his destiny to change what he saw. The last thing she wanted to do was make the same mistake. But she couldn't ignore what she had seen happening to the hatchlings either. Letting them die seemed even worse than trying to change the future. After a moment, Alana frowned up at her mother.
Mother, it's not much help, she said. How am I supposed to know what the Force is telling me to do?
Maybe it wasn't telling you to do anything, her mother said. Force visions aren't commands, Alana. They're just glimpses of a future that's always in motion. The most important thing about them is what you do after you've had one. That's what determines who you're going to become inside. And who you become is far more important to the future than any one choice you'll ever make.
Grandpa calls that Lando's dodge,
Alana said, none too happy with her mother's advice.
He says people use it when they don't know what to tell you.
Her mother smiled.
Well, the truth is that I don't know what to tell you. You have to decide for yourself. That's the way the Force works.
But what if I choose wrong?
Listen to your heart, and you won't,
her mother promised.
No one can see the future, Alana. Not even Grandmaster Skywalker. But we shape it every day with the choices we make. All you need to do is listen to your heart. Your heart tells you what is right and just. If you do that, the future will take care of itself.
Alana did not need to listen long.
That's pretty easy,
she said.
I can't turn my back on my friends. I've got to warn them about the danger to their young ones.
Then that's what we'll do,
her mother said.
Do you think you can warn Master Sebatine through the Force?
Alana thought for a moment. She could usually find her mother in the Force, even across all the light years that separated Coruscant and the Consortium. And sometimes she could find her grandmother. But she had never been able to locate Barv, or even Jaina. And she knew them a lot better than she did Master Sebatine. Finally, she shook her head.
I don't think I can.
In that case, we would have to use the holonet,
her mother said.
And if we do that, the Sith might intercept the message. Would that matter?
That would be very bad,
Alana said instantly. So far, she had heard nothing to indicate that the Barabel nest had been discovered. But if the Sith intercepted a message warning Master Sebatine of the danger to the hatchlings, they would be certain to mount a thorough search.
It would ruin everything.
Then maybe we should wait until after the evacuation is finished,
her mother said.
As soon as your grandparents return, we'll ask Princess Leia to warn Master Sebatine through the Force. Will that be okay?
Alana thought for a moment, then nodded.
I think it has to be.